Thank you for holding. So, the piece what they gave you was spare flexible PEX piping, and I believe you can use it.
Okay, I guess that raises the next question is, at some point the wireless cable is yours, and at some point it becomes mine. And I'm wondering at what point, on the pole? I understand there's a box on the house, or then there's the Wi-Fi inside. When does it become my stuff, and when is it your stuff beyond that?
So, from what I'm understanding, is you want to know when it becomes your property?
Yeah, so you said that we could use that conduit, rather than, meaning me, as opposed to you can use the conduit. So it kind of means to me that I own the wire going out to the pole.
Oh, well, as far as I know, everything is RSTOP property.
Okay, all the way up to the modem or whatever it
Yep,
is,
that's it. Yep.
and including the modem.
Yep, that's correct, including the modem.
Okay, all right. So then Archtop can use that conduit and put a box. I guess there's a box on the outside of the house and near where it comes up out of the ground. The reason I'm saying this is that I've seen so many Wi-Fi installations with wires all over the house. I don't want to do that. I want to come up in the box and go through the joists, through the crawl space, and up in the office. I don't want to go around the house, stapled to the house. I could, you could install the box, and I could put the cable from the box to the office, if that's acceptable to you, or I could work with the person showing them, that I don't want to be stapling wires all over the house.
Yeah, right. Okay, so I think in these cases, what we do is usually we leave it up to the technician. For example, if you decide to have service with us, and what would happen is, come the day of the installation, the technician would be the one that would be the most qualified to figure out how to get that fiber into your house without creating as much of a giant mess of wires.
That's my point. Yeah, is wires stapled all over the house. You see it everywhere.
Yeah, I hear you.
So when they come, am I going to be notified so I can be here and discuss it with them what I'd like?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So
Okay, so I get a
first,
call. I know it's a certain day, and I get a call before they get here so I can be here.
yep, you'd get a call or a text message or an email. So what they would do first is they'd have to go and install a drop cable. You don't have to be
Okay.
home for that, for the installation of the drop cable, because that's going to be outside, right?
That
Only.
gets out to the bottom of the pole at the street. Okay.
That's right. So the only part you have to be home is when is the actual installation, when our technician heads out there and installs it.
Okay.
And that
Well,
way the tech is better, is more suited to figure out how to get that connected in your home.
okay. Okay. Sounds okay. All right. And then I guess that kind of answers my question is I have this modem here and I'm renting it from you.
Okay.
Is that right?
So you have a modem already from us?
No. I have a modem from for Wi-Fi service right now. Can you use that?
You can, but the only disclaimer we have is that, for example, if something happens, we will not be able to troubleshoot it because it's not ours.
Okay.
Okay, so if something were to happen, if the internet's slow, if there's dead zones, we can't troubleshoot it because we don't have access to it, if that
Yeah,
makes any
okay.
sense.
Okay. All right. Okay. So what I'm thinking of is in 2 years, there's going to be many years of paying for this to be renting equipment. I'd rather own it. Can I buy the archtop modem?
No, sir. No.
No.
I mean, we don't. We everything's. You're not really renting it. we don't charge you a fee every month. Mm-hmm. It comes included.
Yeah.
But, you know, just so that you have in mind that it is Archtop property.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, like I said, it's Archtop property, and it, you know, if you decide in the future to cancel service, it does have to be returned.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So those are all my questions. So I would like to sign up for the offer that I got in the mail.
Okay.
For $69.99 if I use paperless automatic payment.
Okay, excellent. Let's get right to that. So I have a couple of questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is this a location a home or is this a business?
It's a home.
It's a home, excellent. Okay. And now you wanted to choose the 1 gig fiber internet package or the 2 gig fiber internet package?
The $69.99.
Okay, that would be the 1 gig. So there's, for us, there's no contracts, unlimited data. The installation is free. The equipment is included. There's no hidden fees. And there's a 2-year price guarantee.
Okay.
And will you be needing any Wi-Fi extenders?
I'm sorry, Wi-Fi waters?
Extenders, for example, if you own a large home, you would require an extender to make sure every area of the house is covered. And these are rented.
Yeah, it's a very small house. The farthest part place away in the house, it's on one floor, is probably 30 feet.
Okay, so then we'll just put no Wi-Fi.
Our Wi-Fi now works in the whole house. And the one we're using now does that? Is there a chance that the modem won't do that? That you're supplying?
No, all our modems are up to standard, industry standards.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
Would you be interested in phone service with us today, or is it just internet?
Just internet.
Okay. No problem, sir. So just so I can verify, the service address is 146 Lighthouse Drive, Saugerties, New York, 12477, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, and you said you owned your property, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay, excellent. And now we need some contact information for you. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Dave Minch, M-I-N-C-H, and I'd like my wife and I both to be able to talk to people at Archtop. So
okay.
I should give you her name, and she can also call you.
So so I can verify the last name, I'm sorry. It's going to be M-I-A-C-H?
No, I'm sorry. It's M-I-N-C-H, Minch.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what's a good email for you, Dave?
Okay, I'll spell it for you. It's Architrek, A-R-C-H-I-T-R-E-K, and then it's my zip, 12477.
Okay.
At yahoo.com.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And now, what's a good primary phone number?
845-246-2711.
Okay. And now we can add your wife's number onto it, right?
Yes.
I'm ready when you are.
Okay. Her name is Robin, R-O-B-I-N, Goss, G-O-S-S, as in Sam.
Okay.
And her phone number is 845-217-9969.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. Now, at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Is that okay with you?
Yes, actually, the first phone number is a landline, so it doesn't. You can't text it.
Okay, okay.
Can you email it? I gave you the email address.
Yeah, we can do email, yeah.
Okay, all right, let's start with that.
Okay. Just so I can give you a summary of what we've done.
Okay.
You chose the 1 gig fiber internet package, which starts at $79.99.
No,
and
$69.99.
Yep, $69.99. As soon as we get your banking information, that's with auto pay.
Oh, wait a second.
Uh-huh.
You just said $79.99.
Yeah.
But it says $69.99 right here.
Yep, as soon as we get your information, your bank information, that's $69.99 with auto pay, ACH.
Okay, so it's $79.99 and $10 is taken off of it every month.
Correct, yes. We just have to get to that part of your banking information.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. No Wi-Fi extenders, no phone service. And the service address is 146 Lighthouse Drive, Saugerty, New York, 12477.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Okay. Are you willing to do a credit check today?
Sure.
Yes. Okay. Just give me one moment while I log into our system here. Okay, give me one second here. Okay. So 146 Lighthouse Drive. Saturdays. Okay. You said your name was Dave, correct?
Yes.
Minch, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And Dave, what is your social security number?
Don't like giving that out.
I hear you, but it's required to run the credit check.
Okay, so you have it on record then?
Correct, yes. We will have a credit report number at the end.
Okay.
But if you don't want to, you can opt to, like I said, you can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit.
And when would that deposit be returned?
It will be returned if you decide in the future to cancel service, but if you have any outstanding balances from the service, it will be applied to that outstanding balance.
Okay. Okay, I'll make the leap of faith here and give you my social security number.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
270.
70, okay.
0478.
Okay. Just get your phone number again is 845.
246.
246.
2711.
2711. Okay. Let me just submit this over here. Okay, excellent. You don't have to pay a minimum. I'm sorry. You don't have to pay the deposit, Dave.
Okay.
So let's go back. All right. So now we can enroll you in AutoPay and paperless billing so you can get that discount, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to need your banking information whenever you're ready.
Okay. Okay, what do you need, the account number and routing number?
That is correct, Dave.
Okay.
I'm ready for the routing number.
Okay, one second.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's see.
Routing number. These are funny numbers. They're a little hard to figure out. It's 221-971-138.
So it's 221-971-138?
Yes.
Says it's an invalid routing number, unless that's the account number.
Well, let me give you the other number. Maybe.
Yeah, that's the account number, Dave.
That's the account number.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the next number is 19043.
Mm-hmm.
1943.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything more to that number?
No.
No? Because
well,
it says...
Right off of our checks here.
It says it's invalid.
Let me get a bank statement here. I'm going to shut the phone down.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be on the line waiting for you.
Okay. Well, it looks like bank statements don't have routing numbers or account numbers on them.
Well, they don't.
Well, I don't know what to say. That's our check. I had these checks just printed out at the bank a few days ago. I suppose he could have made a mistake, but I know the 1943 is, I think it's the account number. The statement ending in customer, well, they call it the customer number.
Mm-hmm.
On the account.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's not going through here. It says it's invalid.
Well, I don't know what to do about that. It's our account. Read that right off the check.
It's usually the routing number is usually located at the bottom left corner of it. It's the first set of nine digits.
Yeah. Let me see.
Do you want to read that to me again? Maybe I misheard it wrong.
Okay.
Let's try. Give it one more time.
2219-71138. Oh, it's how many digits?
It's usually nine.
Yeah, that's 9. 221-971-138.
Okay, I got it. Sawyer Savings Bank, correct?
Yes.
Excellent, okay.
Okay.
So, all right, we can move forward. And the name on the account?
It's a joint account. It's both of our names.
Okay. So Dave Minch, and what would the other name be?
Robin Goss, G-O-S-S. Probably should use David Minch. Everything I do banking and everything in David.
Okay, but David mentioned Robin Goss, correct? Robin spelled R-O-B-I-N, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and this is a checking or a savings account?
This is a checking account.
Checking, okay. And do you want this to be your primary payment method?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Excellent. Okay, awesome. Just a few more things and we'll be all set. All I need to do now is finish up your order, set an installation date, go over a couple of disclosures, and then you can go back to your day.
Okay.
So you said, from what I recall, you heard about Archtop Fiber through the mail, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is there anything our installers should be aware of on your property, such as buried wires, septic tanks, loose dogs?
Loose dog? There's a gate. The gate says beware a dog. So he gives me a call. I can come out and make sure the dog is inside.
Okay. Let me just make a note of that.
You can let him know we have the archtop conduit buried.
Okay, excellent. Just made those notes. And do you have any questions or comments?
I think my hope is that I can perhaps even use the holes that are pre-drilled for a cable we have now for running the new wire to the office.
Okay, let me just put that in the notes. Just so our installer is aware of that when he gets there, because it's his call.
Okay. Well, I think maybe something to note is if he's going to be stapling wires on the outside of my house, I'm going to kick him out.
Oh, let me make a note of that.
For one thing, you'll have to come back because we're going to re-side the house next year.
Okay.
So I'll have to come back and rip it off and then put it back on. So it'd be better if it went right in.
Okay.
In terms of maintenance for, which is your equipment, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
We can't bury it underneath the new siding.
Okay, so those comments are done. Now we're just going to schedule.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Okay. So does any time next week, when it would be a good time next week for you, Dave?
Probably, let me get in front of the calendar, see if there's anything.
So just so you are aware, Dave, our appointment times are 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 a.m., and I'm sorry, 1 a.m., 1 p.m., I'm sorry, and 3 p.m.
Okay. So 8's a little bit early. 10, let's see, next week is starting the 30th. Wow. Next week, a different month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Yeah. So that week is, let me look. Oh, on Tuesday, I will be out of town starting in the morning. But the rest of the week is open.
Okay, so you want to do Wednesday, July 3rd?
Okay.
Let me see what times I have for that. I have 1 p.m. and 3 p.m.
Maybe we should make it 3.
3 p.m. Okay, let me stop there. Okay, so just to confirm, it's going to be July 3rd, 2024 at 3 p.m. And the installation should take roughly 2 hours, so it would go from 3 to 5. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. I'll put it on my calendar here.
Okay.
Okay, and it would be wise for him. It's a little tight parking. We'll leave a space. What kind of vehicle is he going to come with?
Probably like a Sprinter van.
Uh huh. Okay, we'll leave one space for him to park.
Okay.
street's a little tight. He should, rather than coming through the gate, he should call first because of the dog.
Okay. Let me make that note. Call before entering gate so that customer can put away his dog. Okay, done.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so that So I didn't read this disclosure. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So that now that your installation is scheduled, you will be receiving two emails from Archtop Fiber. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account, where you will have the ability to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms of service. Please be sure to register for your customer account prior to your installation appointment.
Okay.
To maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until Archtop's fiber services are installed to cancel their current provider.
Okay.
Okay. Now that we have scheduled your installation, that's it. Do you have any questions or comments for me today, Dave?
So when the technician leaves, we'll have new service?
Correct, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. No more questions.
No more. Do you have any comments today?
You're doing a nice job. I'm sure you meet all kinds of people on the phone. So you got to go with the flow. You're doing a good job.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now that's all scheduled. I can let you go back to your day. And you should be receiving two emails, like I said, from Archtop Fiber. And you can look out for those, okay?
Oh, I guess there is one question.
You
said with one of the setting up an account, we can pay our account using NAF. So that won't be automatic. Automatically coming out of our bank account. It'll be a different way.
No, it will be coming out. Yeah, it's just a part of the thing I read.
Uh-huh.
But it will come out. Okay. And if, like I said, if it doesn't, you can always just give us a call and we will be more than happy to help you out.
Well, it sounds like with the account I could pay and, you know, just make sure I pay by the deadline and then it won't automatically take more out.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Alrighty.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I like that better, actually. I like doing it and knowing when it happened. And yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dave. And we'll see you July 3rd. And welcome to the family.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.